Vayter in Shas from Bava Basa Dav Chav Tespin on Chav Chesam Beis by the bottom of the page. Four lines up from the bottom, the Rabbanim. We left off talking about Rabbi Yishmael's idea of how we know the source of Chazaka. Now we have to know what about according to the Chachamim, the Rabbanon Mai. What is their source for the concept of Chazaka? Says Rashi, Rabbanon the less lehu had Rabbi Yishmael. They don't hold Rabbi Yishmael. I mean, nalu Chazaka to Shalom. How do they know the idea of Chazaka is 3 years? Of, you know, a person has a land, he lives on it for 3 years consecutively, and no one goes and contests it that it belongs to him. And if he says, like, yeah, I bought it, or it's going to be matana. So I'm Rav Yosef, he says, Korach, say we learn from a pasuk, Sadus Bakesef Yiknu, Vekasa Besefer Vechasam. The pasuk in Yirmiyo says, they shall buy fields for money and record it in a document, have Edom come along and sign this document. This is a pasuk again, unfortunately, the blinder strikes on this one over here, that this is the 10th year of Tzidkiyahu, and Yerushalayim was under siege. Bava was coming at it, and Hashem said to the Yirmiyahu to go and to give a nevuah that even though the city and everything's going to fall to Nebuchadnezzar, to the armies, and they're going to go into exile, in 2 years' time, the 11th of the year of Tzidkiyahu's reign, Hashem would eventually return the land, and as an indication of their eventual return, they should go in to buy the fields and record it in the deeds and have to be as a raya of the ownership when they're going to come back. Now, since he's commanded to buy the fields with money, it must be that the purpose of the documents was not to affect the transaction, but to provide the evidence that they own it. Back in the Gemara, Shari Navi Omid Be'eser, he was during the 10th year of Tzidkiyahu's reign, Mazir Lachas's reign, he was warning about the 11th year. Hold on to the shtaros, because the exile is going to take place in 2 years. Now, the mashmos is that the buyer's two-year living of the field before the exile wouldn't be enough of a chazaka to go and establish his ownership of the bought field when coming back to Eretz Yisrael. So we see it's got to be at least 3 years for chazaka. Two is not enough. That's his raya. Amalei Bayabai says, Dilma Hassam Isatova Kamashwan. Who says it's a raya that it means that the chazaka is 3 years? Maybe he's just giving good advice. Says Rashi, what does that mean? Klomerli, Olam Chazaka Havya Bishana Achas. Really, it's 1 year. Ve Isatova Kamashwan. Say Isatova Sheishtaro Biyado Muchan Laraya Velo Yizkak Leidim Kishi Orolov. It's just a good idea to hold a star in your hand and not have to worry about the fact. Chazaka is really good for a year. And but it's a tova that you should have a shtar in your hand that's ready for a raya, so you don't have to go and find your edom to come back to it. Beep, turn the page. Tchavtes. Dilo temach, if you don't want to say this, that it was just, you know, a good idea, you know, then when he sent he sent word to those who were already in Galus, it says build houses and settle, plant gardens and eat their fruit. Right, this over here, Rashi explains that this was already said 10 years earlier than the one that's in this other pasuk. And over here, Yirmiyahu is informing the Yidden who already went to Galus with King Yechoniah that they should build houses and settle there, since they wouldn't return to Yisrael for another 70 years. Micah Amar, so what exactly is he telling him? Ella Eitzatova Kamash Malan. It must be that what he's doing is telling him Eitzatova, and that is just know that you're going to be in exile for a while and get ready for it. Hachanami Eitzatova Kamash Malan. Here also, he was just telling him Eitzatova. You don't have shtaros over here. Good advice, but not because it's teaching you the practical amount of years it takes for a chazaka. And Tayla, you should know that he was totally giving him good advice. Remember, we tried to bring a raya, and now we're showing no, it was just good advice. We brought a raya for it, and we're continuing. The siv, because the pasuk says by something else that unisatem mekli cheres laman yamdu yamim rabim, put them into kli cheres, into pottery vessels that they're going to keep for many days. What's this talking about? Also, pasuk in Yirmiyahu that he bought a field from his cousin Hanamel, and Hashem told him to what to do. Rashi says the kol the teda the kol atzmo haya yagea liyatsem itzatova the kamel hu nami makom geniza shtoroseim hechan he meskaim yoser. to tell them where to leave the shtaros, that they should be able to retain their original, you know, they're not going to get it worn out or lost, who knows what. So it's all Eitz Tova. So according to Chacham, we don't have a Raya anymore. So it says, okay, where do we know from Elo Merava? Shata Kamaisa Machilinish. The first year that a person goes into somebody's property, so then Machilinish, a person allows it to go. Like, they're not really bothered by it. Rashi says, Alperis Karko La'oda Ma'ochlan. Someone comes and eats from it. All right, they leave it. Tarti machil, and even 2 years of eating from the field, they let it go. But tlas lo machil, when it comes to 3 years, no way they're not giving it up. So therefore, if the original owner allows the person to be there for 3 years, not say anything, then we assume that he's no longer the owner, but the person who's there, actually, it now belongs to him. Zok the Gemara, Amar le Abaye. In fact, the Gemara, Elameata ki hadra ara, when the land goes back to the original owner, when he does go out and let's say he protests at the end of 2 years of this guy coming in, then Tada Labar Miperi, let it go back without the Peri, without the stuff that comes from it. Allah Ma'am Rav Nachman, why is it that Rav Nachman says, we're going to see later on, Rashi points out Lam Gimel Beis, Hadra Arav Hadra Peri. But hold one second, you Rav are saying that for 2 years people go and they let it go over there. So if that's true, then why is it that he has to go ahead and give back the stuff, those 2 years worth of property? So Ella Marav Rav explains, Shata Kamaisa Lukapinish. The first year people are not makbid. It's okay, you know what? You're going to take my stuff, they kind of let it go. However, whoa, I need to make a quick announcement. If you look over here on the right side, it says, Ad Kan Pirish Rashi Zatzal Mikan Ve'elich Pirish Rabbeinu Shmuel Bar Berebi Meir, a.k.a. the Rashbam, the grandchild of Rashi. So according to many, and according to understanding, we see over here is that Rashi just finished, and now we're moving into the world of the Rashbam. Rashi was Nifter at this point, and therefore goes on to the response. Elo Merava, Shata Kamaisa L'Kabinish, the first year that someone goes and trespasses the person's property, the person doesn't protest. However, Tarti lo kapid, and even 2 years he's not going to protest. The Rashbam says, Amash zeh, yorduch zedeh, shechaveh, below shuso, miyo peri lo machis, namach le peris. Klaus kapid, but 3 years, now he's already going to be makbid. And if the original owner doesn't protest someone else's 3 year occupancy, then we can assume that now he actually belongs. So Rashi says, Rashbam says, Klaus kapid, hol vashilesh ba'avalta. The fact that the guy's quiet and didn't say anything must say he sold it to him. Right? Because the person's not going to be okay with someone going and taking over his stuff. The fact that he doesn't means okay. This is not a raya elameata. If you really want to say this whole shtickle over here, at the chazaka is, you know, based off what can we assume the owner is going to protest, kigon hani devei bar el yashiv. So then, in the case that comes up with those who are the bar El Yashiv family, the captain, Afilo Amad, the Khalifa Mitzvah, they would be makbid and they would argue and fight even against one who walks along their boundary, like the Mitzvah, the divider of their boundary. So now, Hachanami de la Alta have a Chazaka. So now you want to say, because they're makbid and such a thing, that must mean that a Chazaka now is la Alta, is immediate. Rashi says, L Misha Yard, L Chasei, de Bibari Yashav, Ho, Velo Michu. If they wouldn't go and they wouldn't, according to you, right? The fact that they're quiet over there, is a raya that now the person owns it. Vechite Machanami, you want to say, yeah, that's true. The one can actually do a Chazaka immediately. In the property of someone like this, now you give your words to shiurim, to measurements. We like to keep things consistent. And if you want to tell me that, yeah, for this family, then taka would be a chazaka even 1 year because normally they protest within 1 year. And if they're not protesting, they're not. Another family, 2 years. Another family, 3 years. Another year, 4 years. We don't like to do that. So therefore, how do we understand this? So rather, Elo Merava finally comes with another answer. And this is the finale of his answer. Shata kamaisa mizdari inish bitshtari. The first year when a person buys a field, they're very makbit to hold on to their own shtar. Tartu utlas mizdari. For 2 or 3 years, he's careful also with it. But fei lo mizdari. Longer than that, he's not careful to hold on to it, to hold on to that shtar. So if he's there for 3 years and nobody challenges him, and only after 3 years they do that, then we accept his claim that he said that this is his, he acquired it. And we don't say they have to go and give us some sort of shtar. Now, Amalei Abaye says that Asakasha Elameata, if that's really true, that's based on how long a new owner keeps the shtar, then mecha shalo b'fun of lo tev mecha.
then a protest that the original owner comes and protests that's not in the presence shouldn't be a valid protest. The Amar Lei, because the person living there can say, when he goes to court, if you would have come and protested in front of me, then I would have been careful to hold on to the shtar, you know, beyond the normal situation, the normal amount of time. But we know it's not true, that it does work. The Amar Mar, Chavra Chavra Isle, your friend has a friend. The Chavra is Chavra Isle, and the friend of your friend, and the friend of your friend has a friend. In other words, this idea of protesting, saying, hey, this is my land, is going to eventually get back to you. And this protest, even though you're not there, it was all for practical purposes, as effective as if it had been done really in front of you. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, Shalosh Shanim Shamim, the 3 years that they said, the Chacham said a Chazaka, who Shalachim Ritzufos, that's if you're there for 3 years straight, right? Rashbam says, Aval Emi Nicha Shana Shnia, if you left him for a second year, Rachach Achlosh Tei Shanim, then you had 2 more years, Shlisha Revias, you had year 1, 3, and 4, Matzah Amar Baal Asadi, you could say, Hai Delo Machai, the fact that I didn't come and protest against you, Hai Nibishum De Overis La Shana Shnia, the second one passed over, De Galisa Daitrach, Adaitach De Lav Didach, you know, you're admitting it's not yours, Vilkach Lozaris, Lozaris Osam, right? And that's why he didn't go and plant that. My commercial, it says Gemara, and for the Gemara, my commercial is coming to tell you, Tanina, we are learning to tell, pardon, ask the question, frack the Gemara. My commercial, what are you teaching me? Tanina, we're learning to tell the Mishnah, Cheskasan, Shalom, Shalom, Yom, Yom, it's got to be 3 years from day to day, or Ashish, Shalom, Yehefzik, Mintan, there's no Hefzik in the meantime. And for the Gemara, Ma'od, the Tema, Yom, Yom, Alfukim, Mikutos. All it means to say, when it says from day to day, is to exclude if it's partial years. But really, if the 3 years were scattered over a longer period of time, this chazak would still work. Kamash Malan, therefore, it's coming to tell you, it's got to be 3 full years, it's got to be consecutive. Amar Rav Chama, Amod Rav Huna, Rav Chama says Rav Huna will be maskim. That's not necessary that the chazakah be, that the 3 years be consecutive. Ba'asre de Movre Bage, in a place where they fallow the fields every other year. They would plant 1 year and then leave it fallow for another year in order to not go out and to weaken the land. So he's going to be maskim, it's going to be consecutive like that. So it's Gemara, Pshita, obviously, right? Obviously that's true. So it's Lo Tzrichano, we needed to tell the Ika de Movar, the Ika de Lo Movar. There's a place where there are some who would do this, they fallow the lands every other year, and some who don't do it. V'hai gaver mochra, and this person, where it is here, he is the one who followed the field, going according to the practice of the people that are right around his. So mal de tema, malay, you would have thought that the original owner can say to him, im isa de didachav, if it's really your land, ibay lach lemizra, you should have planted even during the year that the fields around you didn't go and do such a thing, right? In order to what? To show that you have a chazakah over here. Kamash balah, and therefore it comes to tell you, not like that, that non-consecutive chazakah is going to work. The Amar Lei, because one who's living there can say, Chada ara b'kule baga lomusilinta, I can't guard one piece of land, a planted land, along an entire field that's been left fallow. Right, so the one who's there can say that he couldn't afford the expense of hiring someone to watch and guard a small piece of land, you know, among other fields that are there and fallow. But when the surrounding fields are planted also, then the owners are going to share the expense of hiring watchmen. And not only that, but when all the fields are planted, animals are not brought into graze, and therefore you don't need the guard. But it's impractical to plant a single piece of land in the midst of other fallow fields here. Vinami, another answer is that the guy there could answer, Bahachi Nichali, this way leaving it fallow is better for me, the Avdi Tfei, because it goes in and produces more the next year. It becomes a lot more chashar, which is the Avdi Tfei, B'shana Abba, the following year. In fact, the Gemara Tanan, hold on, but we learned that in Mishnah, Cheskes Habasam, the chazak about a house is 3 years. V'habatam Dibi Mama, Yadei Balel Yalodadi. The houses are things about which the Edom know only about during the daytime. People live there during the day, but not about people that live there at night. So how's a child the person is going to have these 3 years, day and night? It doesn't make sense. Amar Abaye, man masid abatim. Who's the one who testifies about living in the house? Shivke. These are the people that are the neighbors. Rashi is a shchinim shalom. Rashbam. Shahu darbo yom b'layla. You know, they go and they see it. Shivve meidayadi b'mother b'layla. The neighbors, they know if they were there day and night. Rava Amar, another actually going to also betray. A chazakan house can be set up in the case where there's two men that came. Va'amar Anan, agrina mine. We rented this from the current person. Vidarin and Bay, Tlash Nibi Mabalela. We lived in it for 3 years, day and night. In fact, the Gemara Ba'amar Le'er of Yemar, the Ravashi, Hani Nogin Beidusan Hain. What do you mean? These people that are living over there, renting out, you can't bring them as Edim because they're no Geba Davar, because they're living in your property over there. They're clearly going to be biased. Elo Amarachi, if they don't testify, if they don't testify in such a manner, and the original owner is given the land, Lemafreya, Arminal, who are going to say to them, Zilu Havule Agar Beis Lahai, go give rent for the house to the original owner. Amalei, Ravashi said back, Dayoni de Shvile Achidani. Only like foolish judges are going to say such a concept over here. I mean, people don't really know what they're doing is they accept testimony from tenants who already paid their rent to the current holder, and then they and then because that they're biased. Rava isn't talking about such a case. Milo Askinan Kigon. What are we doing with the case? Kigon the Nikiti Agabesa in the case where the tenants are still holding the unpaid rent for the 3 years that they're living. Va'amilaman Lesve, and they're saying, who do I gotta give it to? So in that case, the renters there's no biasness over here to give it to the current person over the original owner, and therefore we could accept it. And that's what Rava was talking about. Okay. Now, where do we get the idea that it's got to be, this chazakah has got to be continuous, it's got to keep going? Amar Mazuch Vitayin Valmar, but if the original owner's claims, Leisutre Sadi La Sudele, let two Adam come to testify for this person that's living there, the Darbe Tlas Shnei B'mam B'Leile, that they live there for 3 years, day and night, to Ante Taina, his claim is considered a claim there, and then he has to, the person living there has to find witnesses. We're going to show that he lived in this house day and night. Peep, turn the page. Chav Tessim the page. Umodi Mar Zotra. Rav Zotra is masking. Berochan and Machzirin Bayaros. Where you have the original owners are peddlers who make their rounds to all the different cities. Dafagav the Lotai. That even though the original owners are not claiming that he saw the person gone from the premise at night, Tainan Le'anan, we go ahead and claim for the original owners for him, and therefore he has to bring Edom to show that the 3 years of nighttime, he was also there as well. Now let's qualify Rav Huna's idea that the 3 years has to be consecutive. Amod Rav Huna, Bechen Vasa de Mechuzah, with the stories of Mechuzah, that it doesn't have to bring a riot day and night. The Liomama Vidalilovida. For this story is made for daytime, and it's not made for the nighttime. So they sell bread and wine, Rashbam says, during the day, and they're not lived in the night. And therefore, they're not lived at night. Therefore, the person brings the chazakah with the daytime alone. That's how much they go and they bring. Now, says the Gemara. They bought a certain amsa, maidservant, together. One user for the first, third, and fifth years when they bought it. And Rashi says, Rashbam says, Ovedes lezeh, shana lezeh, shana, she'en echemem, yochel ha'achse, but gimel shana metzufos lahafsid chaver. They don't need to get it in order to mess with a friend. Omar ishtamish by shnei revias v'shishas. So the way they do it, if two people buy it, then one should do it 1, 3, 5, the other 2, 4, 6. Nafak arer levai, if you know, there's a fight that came out about who owns her, and asu lekameh derava. The original owner is saying that he never sold her to the two partners. Also coming to Rava, they came in front of Rava. Amalui said, "My time, Avidatahi, what's the reason that he made this deal? So you would not accept chazak against each other for 3 years in a row. If they did, instead of 1, 3, 5, 2, 4, 6, they did 1, 2, 3, then it would mess over. So just like in reference to these two people, you are the two of you, no chazakas here with this Chazaka. Regarding other people, there's also no chazaka. Goes back to the original owner because they didn't have a full on chazaka over here. Let's qualify. This is true only if the contract of apportionment has, if there was no contract of apportionment that was written over here. You have to have a document signed by Edom that's showing the partners set up 135246 for their ownership. But if Itaka did have an itra, the split up over here, then Kala Islay, then as a call, it already has a voice. In that case, the combined use of the partners does succeed in creating a chazaka against the original owner. If the one who's living there used the entire field for 3 years, except for a quarter base calf of land he left over. His mom says, "Both the sons won't have a belongings, but he didn't work that part of the land at all. Kanakula chus mibisrova, so he acquired the whole thing except for that little strip over there." Amar Rav Huna bar Yoshua, "V'lorman ela debar zriyahi." We say this only when the unused part of land can be used to plant. His original owner can say that he was quiet around this land because the fact that he didn't work it, it shows that he wasn't the actual owner. Of a lav bar zriyahi, but if the plant, but if it's not suitable for planting, kani lag of ara, then the one who's living there is going to acquire it via ara. The land, meaning it comes along with the rest of the land and it belongs to him. Mask of Lara Bibi the Rabbi or Bibi Rabbi's effect. Elameata, but if you're going to say that not using a non-plantable piece of land is possible, since Summa B'Mediyikna, how does one acquire like a chazak of a rocky field? Ela Be'okme Ba'chivsa. You have to say that he can make a chazaka by placing his animals there to go out to eat and to, you know, graze. Umishtabcha ba'peri, we're spreading out fruits there, it was dry. Hachanami, here also, even when the piece of land that can't be grown on it, but a small part of a larger arable field, then ibay leil ukmei ba'chevasa, the one living there should have placed his animals on it. Inami mishcha ba'peri, or spread out fruits in order to create a chazak over there. Okay, my friends, right, so ending by saying if he failed to make some sort of continuous use of this piece of land that's not able to be grown, his chazaka in the larger field does not help him gain the upper hand in regard to the unused section. With that, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.